Okay. Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for, what is this, Juneteenth, right? 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system providing lots of features that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from this conference if you do not want to stick around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those are the four pieces of information that we ask for check-in to provide. Of course, if you don't have an SDF login, you know. Anyway, this net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu or GMT on the TechLink conference, Echolink node 9229. And we would like to thank Michael, BE6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs. You don't have to be a member of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussion. And this week, well, today here in the United States, it's Father's Day. And I think we have had Father's Day as a topic in the past, but it was about fathers who were hams. So this time, let's open it up. So, you know, if you have any stories about your father, whether he was a ham or not, then it's on topic. But to expand it even a little more, this weekend, we locally here where I live in Urbana, we celebrated the 100th birthday of a local ham, Earl Fender, Whiskey 9 Charlie Golf Zulu, who usually uses the mnemonic or the phonetic copper gold zinc, who I think he's been a ham since the late 40s or sometime in the 50s, and he's still active today. His brain remains pretty sharp, while his body, of course, is, well, I'm sure there's lots of things going on there. Anyway, so if you have stories about someone very old, that's also on topic this week. Ham or not, I guess. So, let me reset the timer. I'm scanning the dashboard here, and all the call signs I see are regulars, so I don't think I need to explain how we do things here. So I'll go down the list of the call signs that I have already noted. I see PY2BIL, KD9NDJ, N4RNW, and AG5RB. So you guys are already on my list, and I don't see any linked conferences, so I don't think there's any room for other stations out there to check in, but I will pause to see if somehow, some way, there are stations out there who would like to join us who I have not already identified. So please come now. Right, nothing hurt. So I'll start going down my list here, starting with PY2BIL.
Hi, everyone. This is Guillermo, PY2BIL, out of São Paulo in Brazil, with SDF username G. Carmeri. So, yeah, Father's Day. I think I mentioned this in the past when this topic was touched, as Wayne just said, right? So, yeah, my dad was a ham, but that was before I came to this world. So when he was younger, he was a ham with some friends, and he had remains of his ham radio station at home in the attic. And when I was old enough, around 9 or 10, I started to dig into magazines, stacks and stacks of radio magazines in the attic, and I was actually reading them up there. So and then I brought them down and invaded all the rooms there with old magazines, and you can imagine my mother how she looked. But anyways, that's where I started to get in touch with that, and then my dad started to open up about amateur radio and so on. We couldn't put up a station at home, but he did have a receiver in his shop at home. It was a hardy shop, but the receiver was there, and I was listening to shortwave quite a lot in the evenings. So that's how I started, and I got then my first license when I was 17, I believe. Okay, that's about my dad. Back to you, Wayne. This is PY2BIL.
Oh, okay, that's cool, Guillermo. Well, now, after you got your license, was your dad still around to help you?
Yes, he certainly was, and he was very excited that I got my license. So, yeah, he was even thinking about getting his license or his ticket again. Right, he couldn't do it. I couldn't put up this station, and then he passed. But anyways, he had a good time. Yeah, thanks for asking.
Okay, well, thank you for your story, Guillermo. That was nice. Thank you. Let's see, next on my list here is KD9NDJ.
Good evening, Wayne, and everybody on the net. I'm Ken. My SDF username is KDB. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois. And I'm sure I've spoken of my father on this net before. My father was indeed a ham. He had been a signalman in the Navy in World War II. And he had a buddy, a guy named Schmelzer. I think that's right. But anyway, yeah. And a few others. And they worked together on getting their shacks going. And he liked to go to ham fests. He liked to take me to ham fests. And he liked to buy the most cheap antique equipment that he could. I suppose it was because he was, you know, struggling. He was an IBM guy, and he was struggling to raise a family. So anyway, I resisted ham radio. I resisted learning semaphore. I resisted it all until he died, and then I got interested. That's just the way it went. Anyway, so that's my story. Back to the net. This is KD9NDJ.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's kind of a sad ending to that story, but I think maybe the positive thing to take away from it is, you know, if you've been trying to indoctrinate your kids to be ham and they have been resisting, well, don't give up, because after you're gone, maybe they will come back and pick up where you left off, and well, it might work out after all. So, all right, that's the lesson I take away from that story. Thank you for that, Ken. Next on my list here is N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne, and everybody else on the net. Harold here from stormy Southwest Florida today. Had some big storms come in off the Gulf. Gave us a good soaking. My dad, he was not a ham. He was not into technical things at all. I am the oldest of five kids, and none of the rest of the kids had an interest in radio. But one of my sister's husband, I've got two sisters, and one of those, her husband, is a ham up there in Indianapolis. But other than that, I'm the only one out of the whole bunch that's got a license. So that's fun. All right, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, and by the way, I heard on the TechNet the other night, Reg is still up Indonesia and should be all the way through July, and he's doing fine. All right, back to you, Wayne, and for our NW.
Okay, thank you, Harold, and especially for the report on Reg. Good to know. And, I'm the only ham in my family. My dad, he was a construction worker. He was an iron worker. I don't know if you would call him a high steel guy. I don't think he ever worked on a skyscraper. He worked on a lot of industrial buildings, like power plants and maybe bridges and things like that. But he never talked about that very much. And he kind of died before I had a chance to ask him about what he did and his life and so on. So I kind of regret that I missed out on that. So let's see, where am I here? I have one more call sign on my list, AG5RB. Hi, Ross. Okay, I guess Ross has stepped away from his computer. So would anyone else have a recheck or an additional comment to add?
Yeah, KD9NDJ.
Go ahead, Ken.
Wayne, I appreciate your takeaway from my story, but I don't really think of the ending of it as sad, actually. My father was, he was into electronics in general, and he consulted with me on all sorts of projects, particularly my interest in radio, and in audio. I was way interested in audio forever, long before I took up radio. Radio is hugely challenging, so I think he appreciated that. So I just wanted to kind of clear that up. Dad and I had a quite good relationship. Usual father-son conflicts I don't think really applied very deeply, and there's lots of different connections that aren't tangential to radio. This is KD9NDJ. Back to you.
Okay, I apologize for my misunderstanding there. So that makes it a happier ending, Ken. Thank you. Let's see, Ross, AG5RB, are you back at the computer?
Hey, this is AG5RB. You guys caught me in the middle of dinner, but so I'll just be in and out tonight.
Okay, well, you're the last one on the list here. Did you catch what the topic this week is? Do you have anything to say about it? Okay, well, I guess we're open to any other additional comments. We still don't have, we're not connected to the HAM conference or anything. We haven't seen any of the Australians yet, but it's still kind of early. Sometimes they don't show up until halfway through the net. So, any other conversation to keep the net alive for a little longer?
KD9NDJ.
Okay, go ahead, Ken.
Well, to keep the net alive a little longer, I wanted to report that way outside the sphere of radio or electronics or anything that had wires connected to it, I decided to blow up an inflatable canoe that I've had laying around here. And I took it out onto Heritage Lake up here in Rantoul. This is East Central Illinois. We've got this little lake up here. It's a lake, quote unquote. It's more of a pond, in my opinion. But anyway, Dell and I got into this boat with difficulty because it's inflatable, and we're much bigger than we were the last time we took it out. But we got good and wet and had a lot of fun. So I just wanted to report on that. Fun was had. Not too much of a Father's Day crowd out there at Heritage Lake. KD9NDJ.
Okay, well, that sounds like fun, but it's kind of hot, so a little bit of water fun sounds like a good idea. I wonder, do you want to try and see if the All-Star or DMR gateway is working this week?
That's a good idea. All-Star, that's a very good idea. I've gotten the bee in my bonnet to do All-Star, and I did my first All-Star net earlier today. But I'm using the software on my phone. I'd like to try DMR, but I'm going to have to get my hotspot running, so we'll have to dither around a little bit.
Anyway, but yeah, I'm going to get going on that, KD9NDJ.
Okay, if that's something that you can do very quickly, then we can give it a try on this week's net. But if not, maybe we can save it for next week.
It's not going to be quickly because, you know, Raspberry Pis take a while to boot, et cetera. So let's try it next week.
Okay, fine business. So do we have any, well, let's see. I see something down in the chat there. What have we got there? That's greetings, okay. Do we have any other rechecks this week? Well, it's still kind of early, so I think I'm just going to let things kind of idle here for a few minutes. If we go 10 minutes without anybody thinking of something to say, then I think maybe we'll think about wrapping it up. But I don't know. I'm kind of comfortable with silence, so let's see how that works out.
KD9NDJ.
This is PY2BIL. Maybe since this is an SDF group at the end of the day, I just want to highlight that SDF has done some cool things lately with setting up a matrix server, right? They also have a Mastodon server, right? And this week they have set up a Lemmy server, which is sort of a Reddit version for the Fediverse. So, and there are ham groups in there, in each of those three that I mentioned, right? And that's cool. If you're interested in joining one of those, look them up in Matrix or Mastodon, right? And there are even dedicated Mastodon servers out there in the universe, the Fediverse, right, just for hams. So lately here it's the Lemmy instance, right, known as SDF Chatter, which is a Reddit sort of replacement there. So I just wanted to mention that in case somebody is interested, and you can find me there too. Back to Net Control. This is PY2BAL.
Okay, yes, I got two replies there from Ken and from Guillermo. And yeah, Guillermo, thank you for that. I've been on Mastodon for a while. I've never tried Matrix. I think that is that kind of a text chat thing, like Jabber or YMDP or I don't know. And then I did see some email from membership about this new Reddit thing. I didn't know that that was the same as Lenny. I've heard some other stuff about Lenny that was kind of mixed and kind of scary, so I hadn't really dive into that, but I'll take a closer look at it. Thank you for bringing it to our attention. So that's Matrix, Mastodon, and Lenny, and all of those are like .sdf.org, if I got that right?
Yeah, that's right. I just pasted the link to Lemmy, but yeah, that's the way you can find them.
Okay, cool. Right, thank you. Let's see, Ken, what did you have?
I like Guillermo's comment quite a bit. I've been poking around a little bit on SDF a little more, but I was going to talk about my experiments with this single board computer, the BeagleBone. I have a couple of BeagleBone Blacks, and I've been working on programming. And I'm not really a programmer. I'm not an expert coder. And I've been exploring the Bing AI, which has got me over a few humps, and I really highly recommend it if you're interested at all in coding. Anyway, that's what I wanted to talk about. KD9NDJ.
Okay, I think I know where you picked up on that. Did you want to go into more detail about how that has helped you?
Sure. Yeah, I picked up on it because Wayne and I are involved in a sort of geek lunch type chat that happens weekly, and there's a fellow there that has been talking about coding with AI. I tried a few other systems, but he recommended the Bing AI. It's actually Bing
chat, and you need to get the full impact of it, you need to download the Microsoft browser, which is Edge. And Edge has come a long way since the last time I looked at it. And the chat feature is really quite excellent, but what it really teaches you is how to ask exactly the right question. And that's the principal takeaway that I got from it. So there you have it. Back to you, Wayne.
Okay. Cool. I gather that I think the term is prompt engineer. It's like the latest lucrative career path these days for the youngsters. A prompt engineer being someone who knows how to elicit the most optimal response from one of these generative AI packages by knowing the right kind of question to ask to get a response that will be effective. So I gather that your previous experiments, your experience with Bing was better than your previous experiments. So good to know. Let me see if anything has. I think we lost Harold here. I guess. Does anyone else have any comments? Okay. Well, we're almost to the half hour. Oh, wait a minute. The ham conference just popped up. All right. So we need to rewind here. So let me get my script back out to the beginning here and say that hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for the 19th of June, 2023. And SDF is Sierra Delta Foxtrot. It stands for Super Dimension Fortress. Long story. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. So, let's see, all those folks on the ham conference here, if you would like to check into our net, please come forward with your call sign, and when you're acknowledged by the net control, we like to know your handle, your QTH, and if you happen to have an SDF username, we like to know that as well. So, any of you out there on the ham conference who would like to check in, please call now.
Well, I'll check in. VK2DUI.
Okay, I've got a couple of call signs there. VK2DUI. Hi, Robert. And Golf Whiskey 8 Sierra Zulu Lima Repeater in Newport. We'll see what's going on with that. So, Robert, this week's topic, I'm not sure what it's like down under, but here in the United States, it's Father's Day. So I think I said in the past we've had a topic about fathers who are hams. But this week, now we're talking about fathers, whether they're hams or not. And kind of even expanding it beyond that, because we have a local ham here who celebrated his 100th birthday on Friday. We're also talking about, very old hams. So if you know anybody like that, somebody in their 90s or more, and still active on the radio, that's kind of what we're talking about here. So, Robert, you're up next. If you've got anything to say, go ahead, VK2DY.
Good morning. This is Robert, Victor Kilo, 2 Delta Yankee in Kellyville Ridge, New South Wales, part of the urban sprawl that is Sydney. It is right now 10 degrees Celsius. Last night we got down to 1.4 degrees and probably would have hit freezing had it not been for a few clouds rolling in that have since rolled out, but we still have another chance. Wednesday does have a prediction of 0 degrees Celsius, so the winter's not over yet. We're only 3 weeks in. So it is cold down here. And for whatever reason, we have, our Father's Day is the first
Sunday in spring. So this year that's the 3rd of September. I'm not sure exactly how the date was chosen. There's a number of stories as to why they chose the first weekend in spring. But they did. I think it's because it's in a pretty much a dead zone. You're out of Christmas and you're away from all the other sales, and you need some sort of holiday in there to fill in. And I think that's the most likely story, is that it was just a fill-in holiday. Anyway, other than that, what else is happening? Well, you know, the ham community, what's old for the ham community? I mean, we're all sort of at retirement or near retirement, so it's an old group of people. What else can I say about it? Lots of hams here operating in their 80s, and I don't know if there's anybody operating in their 90s. I don't know, but I know there are a fair number of hams operating here in their 80s. I would guess the average age of a ham here in Australia is probably in their 60s, but at any rate, it is what it is. I don't really have any stories to tell about older hams or anything like that, so I think I'll just turn it back to the net, to VK2DY, back to net.
Okay, thank you, Robert. And let me acknowledge that N9MAZ, Jim, has joined us. So I will recap that the topic this week has been Father's Day. And in the past, we have had Father's Day topic where we were talking about fathers who are hams. And this time we're talking about any, you know, fathers, whether they're hams or not. And because we have a local ham here who celebrated his 100th birthday this weekend, we're also talking about old ham. You know, guys who are still on the air way past their Best Buy date. So if you know somebody like that, this would be a good time to give them a little shout out here. So I think I may be kind of putting you ahead here, because I've also got this repeater that came to us over the ham conference. And I will address that next. But first, N9MAZ, Jim, you have the floor if you have something to say.
Hi, this is Jim, N9MAZ from Chicago. I don't know. My father was never really into radio, so he didn't have a ham license or anything. His thing was more mechanical technology. In his youth, he was in the Navy, and his job in his adult life was a diesel locomotive engineer for the Chicago and Northwestern Railroad. But, you know, he always encouraged me to pursue technical knowledge or anything that would give me a skill set for some self-reliance. So I owe quite a lot to him, and usually I like to remember him during Father's Day, even though he's no longer with us in this world, at least. I guess back to you, Net Control. Thank you, Wayne.
Okay, thank you, Jim. And yes, I should reiterate that this is also a moment that we take to congratulate and encourage all those men out there who are raising kids on this day. Way to go. Let's see. So there, as I said, on the ham conference, I saw a Kia or something caused the call sign Golf Whiskey 8. I think it was Juliet Zulu Lima. So if there are any stations on that repeater who have been listening and waiting for a chance to check in to the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net, please call now. Okay, nothing heard from that repeater. Would anyone else have or like to check in or have a comment to add. Okay, well, we've gone about 37 minutes here, which is a pretty good elapsed time for this net. So if there's no more traffic, then I think we'll wrap it up really, really quick here. So make this final call for new check-ins or rechecks, additional comments for this week's net. Okay, so this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, let's call it 0039 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, well, we think the 31650 talk group might be back on the air. I don't know, give it a try and let us know if it is working. But if not, there are some of us in comm in the non-radio room where you can continue talking about ham stuff if you want to. So this is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73 for now.